Starting on January 1st, people will no longer pay taxes on some items in Illinois. What are those?
Feminine hygiene products will no longer be subject to sales taxes, both state and local sales taxes, and that includes things like tampons and sanitary napkins. Illinois joins just a few other states that are taking the taxes off of these products, but this has become kind of a hot topic in the past couple years. It's drawing lots of attention, especially through social media, and there are several state legislatures across the country that saw bills introduced to lift taxes on these products, so Illinois, probably not the last state to do this in the coming years. Another new law that relates to women's health care is a law that requires insurance companies to cover all forms of birth control, contraception. And the way that people may see this play out the most, or the way it might affect listeners the most, is that it will also require that insurance companies cover a full 12 months of contraception in one pharmacy visit. So women who, for instance, take birth control pills, oftentimes now, you know, your insurance company will only cover it for each month, so you have to go back every month. And this would require insurance companies to go ahead and cover being able to get up to a year's worth in one visit.
There will be some changes to the rules around sick leave for employees. What are they?
This would require that employers who offer sick leave now have to allow their employees to use some of that leave to care for family members, such as their parents or their in-laws. The idea here being that a lot of folks, especially baby boomers, are maybe caring for parents or older members of their family, and this would give them some flexibility to be able to use sick leave to do that and not just for, say, their kids or their spouse. What this law doesn't do is that it doesn't require employers who aren't offering sick leave now to offer it. It only applies to those that are already offering sick leave.
And one law that was supposed to go into effect in January will not. What is it, and what's going on there?
This law technically is going into effect, but the state is not going to enforce it. It is an update to the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act, and that law allows medical providers who have ethical or religious objections to certain procedures, for instance, providing some kinds of contraception or abortions, it allows them to say no to offering those services. This change to the law will not negate that at all. It would still allow medical providers to decline to offer certain services, but it would require that they let their patients know about where they could get those medical procedures or medication. And it also requires that they give, you know, accurate information about those procedures. And this law was pretty contentiously debated when it was going through the General Assembly, but in the end, the Catholic Conference of Illinois was neutral on the legislation. However, a group of anti-abortion healthcare providers have sued over the law. They argue that it violates their free speech rights by basically compelling speech, making them have to give people information on medical procedures that they believe are unethical. And a judge has basically put a hold on this law. So as I said, it's still going into effect, but the state isn't going to push for enforcement until this court case plays out.